Beloved Master, I cannot put into words all that I have been receiving in your presence, light and love. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you have been doing for us. More and more you break me. You make me fall apart. And I want to reach the point of really having nothing, being nothing, totally empty. The more I fall apart, the more fear I have. But I need to be broken, even if it hurts to see all that I see. And if the despair tries to take over me, you must have felt, Ashika, how good it is to fall apart. Because only that which is unreal can fall apart. The real can never fall apart. So if this is understood and there is love, trust, surrender there, then definitely you want to fall apart more. Because you feel unburdened. The more I fall apart, the more fear I have. Yeah, maybe you have fear, but also you know now how good it is. So that's the thing. In spite of any fear, any thoughts, you will allow it. It's not like the fears maybe go in one day, but you see how good it is to allow yourself to get clean. And that can only happen when you are receptive for it, when you allow it, because nobody can do it. You say, thank you, thank you for everything you've been doing for us. I cannot do anything. I'm just happy that in my presence, my light, my love, these things happen. For some people it doesn't happen because they have still a wall around, no? A wall of ideas, of thoughts, of protection. As soon as that goes, it will happen very quick. And the more you taste it, the more you want it to happen. It's nothing I do and it's nothing you do. This is the mystery. This is a happening. When the sun comes on the snow of the mountain, the sun doesn't do anything. He's just the sun. He doesn't even know about the snow in the mountain. He's just doing his sunniness. Shining, giving warmth. And then if the snow, the frozen ice, it starts melting, then first they get afraid. Oh my God, I'm losing my shape, my form, my ideas of who I am. Panic. I want to escape. No, no way to escape because no, it's springtime now. Nobody is doing anything. It's springtime. Who are you going to blame then? God? Then, when it starts melting and running down the mountainside, then it starts getting excited. Oh my God, what's happening? I never thought this would be possible. I've been frozen for so long. I want to melt more. I want to run down the mountainside. That is the next step. When you first have felt how it is to be fluid after you have been frozen is a great joy. You want more. Just forget there is fear. There's no more fear. Just an idea. You enlighten all the hidden corners of my being, and I will not escape. You see, a very strange thing in this world, you want to have peace, you want to have love, you want to be free, and at the same time, you're escaping from it. It's very strange. For the mystics, they are totally amazed. This is the situation. It's like a tug of war. So, at one point in your evolution, in your understanding, you see that, no, it's enough now. I don't want to fight anymore. When I say the war is finished, no? But you have to realize that then is nothing to fight anymore. Then is nothing to protect. I will not escape. Where to escape? How can you escape from yourself? You want to know yourself. You see the dilemma. I know everybody wants to know themselves, because only by knowing yourself will you be free. And still you want to escape. Independence and freedom are waiting for me, and I don't want any cave to darken my view anymore. No. Enough of these Lazarus caves. Ashika, come out. Come out and play now. I want to see the sun, the flowers and the birds, the master who's calling my name. And I need to go. My heart is yours. I love you. Yours, Ashika. Could you please say something about loneliness and solitude? First, most people, they think that loneliness and aloneness is the same thing, but it's a big difference. Loneliness, that is negative. That is what you know. Especially in the West, people are feeling very lonely, left out, depressed. It's a negative thing to feel lonely. Then they get desperate of seeing people. Have to go to town, have to visit somebody, have to go to the pub, have to go to the bar, have to go to the dance club, like that. You always have to see people. Because you don't face your own loneliness. This is loneliness. It's a negative thing. You cannot be with yourself. You have to escape. Then people feel lonely. Is very shallow, it's a mind thing. You are a slave of the other. It's almost like an alcoholic or a drug addict. You have to be with others. You are dependent on the others because you cannot be alone. So this is normally loneliness. It's almost like a sickness. People get depressed, they feel very lonely. I'm so lonely, poor me, I have no friends. That is what the world knows about. Aloneness, the way I see it, is very positive, because then somebody who can be alone, that is one who is enjoying his own or her own company. That is aloneness. That can only happen when you have gone deeper into yourself. That is the state of meditation. You're becoming more meditative. You're becoming more wise. You're becoming more peaceful, grounded, silent. Then you enjoy your aloneness. In fact, you want to protect your aloneness. You don't want, it is the, totally the opposite. You don't want to go with ignorant people. You have realized when it comes to his flowering that nobody can give you anything. You already have everything you need. So you're becoming very careful with who you go and see, where you hang out, what you are doing. Because you have something so peaceful, so beautiful, that is not just to show to anybody. That is aloneness. But that you don't know yet, but you are going there. You know loneliness. Aloneness is, I celebrate myself. I am enjoying my own company. That is the state when you can just be with yourself. But then, when anybody come there, then other people will be attracted. Because everybody wants to become happy in themselves. So some people will be attracted. Of course, not so many, because most people, they are very busy doing their gossip and running to the clubs and getting more and more unconscious. It's much easier to stay on that level in the society, because everybody is like that. To start going the way of the sannyasin, of one who is getting more meditative, or want to come back to himself, that is very few. Then you will stick out. You will be different. But this is something, if you want to find yourself, you have to face your aloneness. There's no way around it. And in your aloneness, you will realize that you are not alone. Like the tree, do you think he feels alone? No, he's enjoying his place in the cosmos, the bird. Only man has gotten this disease. Otherwise, everybody is enjoying their own being. That is, for me, aloneness. You enjoying yourself. And then only, really, then you can be with people and you have something to offer. Otherwise, people are always after something. That's the normal relationship also. You want something from the other. Because you don't have it, you don't have love, you want it. Then you become a beggar. When you have found peace, love in yourself, then you can share it. Can you please say something about loneliness and solitude? solitude is the same as aloneness in a way. When you really have solitude, then you're enjoying your own space. Which is very difficult. Many people, oh, we want to go far away to a desert island, go to Tahiti, go to a mountain, escape from the world and find solitude. That is not so easy because you bring your own mind with you. And it's very difficult to find solitude. Real solitude you have anywhere when you have found it. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of the biggest city. You have found something in you that is at peace. That's your solitude. Otherwise, people is escaping from the world. That is not the way. Then they get upset with the world, but they can never be free of the world, because when you are away from the world, in your mountain retreat or in your forest, then you will dream about the world. You will dream about the relationship. The only way is to go beyond it. And again, that is not the doing. It is a maturity that you start seeing things as they are. You are not a slave of your impulses, of your lower desires. Then you become free. Otherwise, many times, the so-called spiritual people, what I call this yogi syndrome, they want to escape. Use their willpower to escape to the mountain, to live in a cave. It doesn't work if you are not there in your life. You cannot do it. When peace comes, when you are happy, when you are full of life, of joy, of love, then it's very easy. Because only then can you enjoy your own company. No, the next step is to go deeper. That's why first I have to make you alive from your frozenness. Liquid, flowing. Then you start enjoying life. Just like a little child first. Oh, everything is so butterflies. Oh, we can travel all around the world and do all kinds of things. Then again, very easy to get lost. No, the next step is to become wise. To take that life juice and bring it back to yourself. That is meditation. Then only can you really enjoy yourself. That is solitude. That doesn't mean that you have to be alone. You always have it because it's your own true nature. But you are untouched. That is what the sannyasin should be, should live like. You live in the world, but you are untouched by the world. Why are you sitting in chair, Ashika? Back? What happened? It's always like that? Huh? How long?
I don't know.
No, because now your mind doesn't work now, just...
Okay.
Huh? How long you had this problem? Forever. That's okay. Body is just like a car, it has to be something. If it's not the back, it's the neck. If it's not the, it's the knee, then it's the elbow, and then it's the headache. Yes, Madhav? What to do? My beloved Master, silence makes me happy. I feel at ease, coming home to my very nature. Thank you. Could you please tell me how to ride the bull? In my daily life, I'm doing some positive thinking now to get him under more control. No, positive thinking won't help you, Yasmin. Huh? If you ride the bull, can you imagine? And I have real ride a big yak, a ton yak, mountain Himalaya yak. Then can you think positive? It doesn't help you at all to sit there, oh, I have positive thoughts. No. You have to fall in tune with him. That's the only way. You have to learn how it functions, no? That's how life is. You have to learn how things function. You have to fall in tune. Thinking positive is a mental thing. It doesn't help you in life. You can think as much positive as you want. Intelligence, that's what I want you to get. Clarity. You falling in tune with the bull, then you can ride it, no? And even better, the next step after falling in tune with him, being patient with him, being friendly, loving, then you become his friend. You become his friend. Then you don't need to think any positive things. That is again thinking. You show I'm your friend. I love you. That is the language the bull understand. Otherwise, what is this strange human sitting there? What is she doing? Is she constipated or maybe... She's thinking positive things. I don't know. But she doesn't show anything. You have to show it. I love you, my dear bull. That's how you have to do to all innocent people. All animals understand that love, no? Then you pet them, you give her a hug. Then the big bull, they also want love. They want love. That big yak, I hold it like that, like that. Then he allowed me to ride it. No, it's like that. It's like that with horse also. No? You have to show you like it. You are not afraid. You are a friend. Then every living thing is attracted to love, not positive thinking. That is the American way. No. They have forgotten how to be human. And if you want to know more about the bull, I talked about the 10 sand bulls. That can be your Bible. if you're interested. It's a very nice story. Beloved one, would you please share with us how this worked for you, how your mind did calm down? I don't know really, because I don't think I ever was that identified with my thoughts. I was too busy living. Too busy living. And wild living. Taking risks. If I'd been thinking, I couldn't do that. Crazy living I was. I never listened to the mind. I always had the connection with something deeper. If the mind did anything, it said, "You are crazy." Just like Rishi is telling me, "You are crazy, man." "Yes, I am, and it feels good." Because life is wild. You have to be a little wild, otherwise nothing will happen. Then you can sit, think positive of what all the things you should do. No, you have to start living, taking risks. So I don't remember I had much problems for the mind to calm down, because I never really paid much attention to it. And whatever mind was there, because some mind you have to do to function. But when I met my master, then it fell, everything fell into place. And then I listened to him. So I guess that was another way of calming it down, surrendering, letting go. And then he showed me what I already knew. So that's how it was. It's the easiest way. It must be the easiest way always on this planet. You are surrendering, you are loving something that is beyond the mind. You don't give any chance to the mind. You're giving all the attention on something higher. When I'm deeply connected with my heart, I feel that it gets more and more silent. Is this the way? Yes, that is the way. The whole work, like Osho said, is to go from the head to the heart. When the heart starts functioning, it opens up a whole new world, a whole new reality, which is what you are touching. When I'm deeply connected with my heart, I feel that it gets more and more silent. Is this the way? Yes, it is the way. And the deeper you go into your heart, the more and more silent. And at the very center, in the cave of the heart itself, is totally silent. Aum. Far beyond any mind, any thinking, any emotions. That is the way. But that we have forgotten, because we get entangled again and again and again with all the dramas, with this world. Then you forget that silent, beautiful place. So now remember now. No, you are back here, Yasmin. No? And you have this in you. When I'm deeply connected with my heart, I feel that it gets more and more silent. Is this the way? Yes, 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 this is the way. So be deeply connected with the heart. And that is the courage I'm talking about also. Or this wildness. You have to be wild to follow your heart. Because the heart can do crazy things. It doesn't listen to logic. It doesn't listen to the mind. And the mind always tries to hold you back. To do rational thing. Stop and think about this first. Then I'm gone already. Deep love, Yasmin. Be connected with the heart, then it will show you. And silence comes effortless. So it's very good we go into silence now, because many of you are ready, and not only ready, but longing for the silence. And that is good. No, you've been so occupied with the outside. No, come back to your heart, come back to your being. And more consciously, stop all the games on the outside with the others. Because many of you are still going on, even in the silence, you're so unconscious that you still go on playing the same old games. Feeling desperately to connect, to talk, to play your little dramas. Use this opportunity to come back to yourself. What better place could you get in the whole world? And even here is very easy to miss. Use it when it's available, and it is available now. But you have to be conscious. To receive life and to live life and all its gifts, you have to be aware, you have to be conscious that this is what I want, this is what I'm longing for. What a relief to see that all that I am searching for so hard is only an illusion, an idea. Maybe I don't even know what love is, but I can start with being here now. My trust and gratitude for you grow bigger every day. With all my heart, Manisha. Hey, Manisha. That's how it goes, because now you're going deeper. Deeper you go, the more you will trust me, the more you will love. Because you are awakening something real now. That's where I want to take you, beyond your ideas. And that nothing is more a relief than to get rid of all your illusions and ideas. That means you become free now. Now you understand what I mean, that people can, you can live your whole life just chasing illusions and dreams and ideas. That's what everybody is doing. Nobody comes back to realize, maybe I don't even know what love is. You cannot know love, you can only be love. Otherwise you're searching for love out there somewhere. You have to reclaim the love. Love is your own being. And for that to appear, all the illusions and ideas and dreams, they have to go. Because it's real. All the false has to go. What a relief to see that all that I'm searching for so hard is only an illusion. That's so great, Manisha. It means you don't need to search anymore. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm trying to stop you. Because only in stopping will you realize what is already there. You don't need to search for what is already there. You just have to remember. And spending your whole life, which is everybody is doing, searching for some illusions, you get tired. You get disappointed because you never find it. You get exhausted. You lose trust in life. That is how it's going. That's why I'm saying, I'm trying every way to make you stop. No, coming back to yourself. First thing, realize that all this doesn't work. And realize, maybe I don't know. Great, now we can start clean. And nothing is more exciting. Maybe I don't even know what love is, but I can start with being here now. I will tell you, this is a great sentence, and I will make it clear for you. Maybe I don't even know what love is. So, ordinary people only know horizontal love. That is very shallow and is there somewhere in the future. Then there's another love that people forget, that is the vertical love. It's here. That is really the meaning of the cross. You can either live like this, or you can live like that. So that little point where the cross meets, where these two meets, that is the secret that everybody misses. The meeting of the horizontal and the vertical. One little point. That's how you have to become. That little dot, that is your consciousness, your presence. And that's where love is, that's where eternity is. They say God is love, love is God. Yes, because love is eternal in that respect. Not on the horizontal that you are looking for. That people get so entangled in all their dramas and all their dreams and all their illusions. No, you have to find it. And the only way to find it is in the moment. But I can start with being here now. Good. You don't know what you're writing, but I can change everything into something mysterious. This is a great sutra. So, maybe I don't even know what love is. Nobody knows. Because if they know, then it's no more searching, no more seeking, then it's peace. Love is here, but then you have to stop in the now, in the vertical. And this vertical, it goes deeper and deeper and higher and higher. It's always now. It's not like there at the end of the rainbow. No, that is just a dream. Don't waste your time. There is no gold at the end of the rainbow. The gold is here now. Dear beloved Master, for some time now I have been living more intensely than I'm used to, with high energy and high speed, and I can't grasp what is going on because it's moving so fast. That's good, Nandika, because I had to shift your gear, because you were going too slow, and you have to keep up with me now. You've been here enough now. That's okay. You start getting used to it. But now you're coming closer. Now it's time. Faster, faster, babe. That's an art, to function very quick. You're losing your idea about yourself. It's time now. I told you, I'm a wild man, can go very fast. Without going anywhere, I can go fast. The best part of what has been happening lately is that in the middle of the intensity, something in me let go and relaxed, and I stopped pushing myself. Yes, you don't need to push yourself with all this. It's just a deeper insight into yourself. You must have also had the idea, I have to be slow, meditative, like this and like that. No. Meditation is fantastic. It goes with everything. Absolutely everything. It's one of those things you can put in anything and it becomes better. You put it in speed, great. You put it in stopping, good. Anything. Swimming, laughing, crying, everything. It becomes delicious. So that's what you see now. The best part has been happening. In the middle of intensity, something in me let go and relaxed. Yes, you don't need to be uptight to do things quick. That's what you have to learn around me. You just have to become more like a hollow bamboo for me. Then I will do everything. If something needs to go quick, you do it quick. If it's slow, slow, no problem. Don't hinder anything, whatever the situation calls for, that's what you do. Because, like you say, I stop pushing myself. Yeah, when if somebody, then you have to push yourself because you have an idea about yourself. I'm like this, I'm not like that. Then you have to push yourself. But if you are in tune, which you are now, and with what is happening around me, then if something has to go quick, it goes quick. There's no tension in this. It's not pushing yourself. You are just available for what is needed. It's something bigger than you. You can relax. Something takes over. That is the let go. That is surrender. It has been coming up for me many times that I need to stop pushing myself. And no, it just happened like that. Just like that it happens. Just like that, stop. Pop off. And the miracle is that then you're functioning better than you could ever push yourself. Because there is no resistance, so I can work through you. Life can work through you. Beloved, it feels like a fresh new energy is all around here. It is exciting and it makes me tired and happy at the same time. Yes, because little tired because you are still in a little shock of that, how you were like that and now you're going so quick and like that, but you are happy. So focus on the happiness. And who cares if you're tired? It's good to get tired and you sleep better. Don't be afraid, just do what is needed. That's the thing. And if you are in tune, that some people, they know that. The people who are in tune around me, they know it will always be a fresh energy. Now you have tapped into that. It's very exciting and it's a fresh energy. Yes. They know that it's never boring around here. It's only boring for those who are bored, boring people. There's a few boring people around, they're always bored. Okay, what to do? It's good to have a few boring people around. Some zombies that just come in and go, they don't know what is happening here yet. Even after 10 years, they have no idea. And then you can remind that, oh my God, this is also possible in this life. If you are in tune, it will always be fresh, because life is fresh, exciting, very alive. I love you very, very much, and the trust in life you have opened in me is amazing. It is amazing, babe. It is really amazing. I'm very happy now that you are opening up and that is amazing. That is the secret. It's very amazing. Now the fun starts, Nandika. Are you ready? I just love being involved around you. It's so very juicy. And I love sitting at your feet. Yes. And now I'm feeling ready for the silence. Forever grateful. Much love, Nandika. Perfect. Because when you are very involved and you love being here, and you are total, and all this energy, then of course you will be ready to go deeper into silence. is perfect. This is what almost everybody is missing. Who are doing silent retreats. You cannot do silent retreat when people are almost dead, bored, stiff. First you have to make them alive, juicy, happy. Then that comes automatically, because now you have felt the juice, the happiness, the joy of life. No, you want to come, go deeper. It's just like day and night. It's natural. But if you haven't felt that joy, that peace, that love in you, that understanding, then it's scary. Because whatever you will meet is just some sad, hangdog person. Very sad. Who always has to connect with people on the outside. That is how it is when you are not in tune with me, with what is happening here. When you are in tune and you're following what is happening, everything is perfect. You don't need to do anything. Just come for the ride. And God, is it far out. And know very well, if it's somebody who has a hard time with this ride, then you are sitting with your foot on the brake. And it smells burnt. Very good. That's good, Nandika, because now I will use you more and more now. In the beginning, I always have to be a little careful. But now, it's no problem anymore. Beloved Babaji, it's so incredible good to be back at Dharma Mountain. When I came into the parking lot, my heart was beating so fast and I had a huge smile on my face. You're back now, Karuna. You ready also for the silence now? You came a little abruptly. Yeah? My time in India has been amazing, going to see so many beautiful places and meeting so many beautiful people. When I went to Mount Arunachala, I also visited the Ramana Maharshi Ashram, but it felt so dry, maybe because there was no master. But even Amaji's ashram in Amritapuri felt cold. When the master is there, then it's alive, no? It's throbbing. No, it's a business now. In Arunachala, in Ramana's ashram, many foreigners go there with all their spiritual ideas, no? Very holy people, stiff people, serious spiritual people. It's the worst kind. No fun. Dry, like you said. That's the right thing, is become dry. If you have a deeper connection with him, I went there, but that was because of my master talked me about it, Papaji. But already then, the ashram was not much, but I liked it where he had been living up in the mountain. But that was just a meditation thing. It was in the silence. It wasn't so much with this place. And that you can have anywhere on that level, because it goes beyond the physical. And in this Amma Ashram also, it's so Indian, she doesn't work with people like I do here. So you don't have that. I don't know any place you have that. People can get stuck their whole life doing their chanting, doing their ceremonies, but there's no transformation. It's like a mantra. It just dulls you. It's very pleasant, but nothing much is happening. I did not go there to look for anything, but it became so clear that the celebration and juiciness, the silence and the purity that one finds here with you is really something else. Here is very alive. Like Rumi says, you have to be made of stone if you don't feel anything in this gathering. That's how it is when you have an alive mystic there. Then it's very alive. The fragrance is thick. The energy field. You have to be made of the first stone if you don't feel anything in a gathering like this. That's what Rumi said, and that is the truth. And now I'm back here, melting again in your presence. How lucky. I still have my dreams, plans and expectations. But how good it is to sit with you in satsang and not go anywhere. Yes. And if you sit a little longer, then all your dreams, plans and expectations will go. That's the danger of satsang. But that's how life is. First we have to be excited, no? First, I have to make you very alive. Then everything is exciting. The whole world is very exciting. You have fun. But you have to go a place beyond happiness. Unhappiness and happiness belongs to the mind. You have to go beyond that to find real peace. Non-excitement and excitement. You have to go beyond these opposites. That you don't need to do anything, and everything is perfect. Otherwise, it can be like my old friend Mitanan Pramala Singh's, live your dreams till they go away. But for most people, they are so stupid. They can go on and on and on forever. They never go away. If you're not so lucky to come to a master who can stop you. Otherwise, these dreams have this habit, they go on and on and on and on and on. It's always some new dreams. So you have to be careful with that. Wherever I go, I carry you in my heart. I'm so in love, Babaji, so in love with life. Just when I feel life doesn't get any better than this, I still get amazed. Yes, that's very good, Karuna. It feels like a party has started in my heart that isn't going to end. So much beauty, so much love. Thank you for showing me the way back home, to the love in myself, back to my heart. My deepest gratitude, love, Karuna. Very good. Now you take all this juice, this amazement, this happiness, this beauty, and take it deeper. Then the excitement will be start cooling down. You become more a wise woman. That's how it goes. First, I have to make you very alive, so you're very happy. Now take all that beauty, all that excitement in. Transform it into peace, to silence, to wisdom itself. But India is something special. No doubt about it. The West seems very strange. In many ways. It's always done for me. I never belonged really to the West. I always belonged to the East. And when I first came to India, I felt totally at home there. At last. And it's something in the energy there. For tens of thousands of years, you have an unbroken line of enlightened beings and meditations and surrender and devotion and love and prayer. It's so deeply in the whole society, like nowhere else. And I remember very well that is a part of me, not the Western way. In the West, it's never been like that. And many of you around me is more Eastern than Western, even though if you are born here. So this is in you. But it is the taste of the eternal. That is for me India. That is what the Master is giving, that is what the Guru is offering, of peace, of love, of the moment. That is the real India, which is very difficult to find even in India, because now it becomes more and more Western there also. I will read you something that Osho says. When one is finished with happiness and unhappiness and the duality of it, when one has had enough of it, then and only then the journey for bliss, for silence starts. Then one starts seeking and searching for something eternal, something deathless. That's what has created sannyas in the East. The East is far more ancient than the West. The West is still young. Hence, it's still interested in the happiness and in the unhappiness game of opposites. The East is too ancient for that. It has known all these games and the futility of it. Sannyas is the greatest contribution of Eastern consciousness to humanity. And that's what I said, many of you are Eastern, because we are not new here. And many times also, as you go deeper, you will come over feelings, spaces that is very familiar. Because this is inner spaces, this is eternal spaces. Maybe you've been going very deep, maybe you've been meditating with enlightened beings before. That is totally forgotten. Because every time you die, you forget everything. Otherwise, you go crazy. But when you come to a place and again come in, and feeling the energy in the satsang, in the darshan, then you remember something familiar, like a deja vu. Osho says, I don't call India a country, but an inner space. I call India not something that exists there in geography, on the maps. I call India that which exists hidden within you, and that which you have not yet discovered. India in your innermost space. India is not a nation. Is a state of mind. It is a meditative state. It is your, I would call it, a sacred space in you. That for me is India, and you cannot find that. Many places in the physical India country, you feel the energy. It's much easier to meditate because it's been happening so long there. But when you come around an enlightened one, then it becomes very condensed. I was also traveling all over. But when I met my master, then he said, be here now. And I said, yes. Enough traveling. That sacred space is what I call home. May everyone go beyond the illusions and ideas and come to rest in the real, in the truth. Om Shanti.
Mangalam bhavatu sarve.